This is a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR. You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
The crash occurred at 6:30 p.m. Cell phone footage capturing the chaos. You can see the smoke billowing out of the first car.
There was a passenger that ran past me. He had blood on his face.
The mangled SUV pushed 400 feet by the force of the collision, now appearing to be attached to the front of the train. Rick Hope was in the car right behind it.
The gate came down and hit the back of the car in front of me. She was trying to make it to the other side.
Train arrived, 16 coaches long. Train arrived, 16.
It's Sunday night. This is WOR 710, and you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. What a tragedy in Valhalla. A lot of people commute by train, Amtrak, New Jersey Transit, subway, Long Island Railroad, and you never expect something like this to happen. But there was a crossing in Fairlawn, New Jersey, where as you crossed the tracks, there was a red light there, okay, for people coming the other way, but it was two-sided. So an inexperienced driver sees a red light and might stop on the tracks. I'm not saying that happened. Some people are saying there was a backup of traffic, so she was on the tracks before the gates went down and couldn't get out. You know, that should be something easy to substantiate with all the witnesses they had. Who knows what happened? And then those poor people in the first car of that train, what happened with them? How many families they affect with are affected by the deaths of that driver and the passengers? So let's just take a moment of silence for everybody and for all the commuters who were injured, to make sure they make it. Okay, we're going to have the chairwoman of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission with us, Mira Zoshi. And right now, I wanted to mention something. It's Brother Ben's birthday tomorrow. Can't miss that. You know, I was all over the city today, and the busiest taxi stand in New York City is on 7th Avenue at Penn Station. It holds all of 12 cars, but it's the busiest. You go over to 8th Avenue, and that's a full block. That's more like 25 cars. But what they did in the middle of that taxi stand is they put construction trailers down. So you break the fluidity, if you will, the fluidness of the taxi line. You don't want to get behind the trailer because you can't see what's in front of you. And it's just, there were people waiting, you know. Drivers aren't waiting on the line because the line's been cut in two places with those trailers. Why don't they put the trailers on the other side of 8th Avenue? Oh, but we can't because there's a bike station there. Heavens forbid we touch a bike station. Let's just inconvenience thousands of hourly riders who want to commute from and to Penn Station, but for the 24 bikers, hey, man, we're not going to put a trailer on this side. No, can't happen. Frank Finizzi is with us tonight. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
Okay, we're broadcasting from the lovely Melrose Studios. Overlooking, you know what it's overlooking, Frank. Tell everybody.
It's Queens at its best.
That's right. The beautiful Van Wyck Expressway on one side and Queens Boulevard on the other side. What can I tell you? So anyway, those construction trailers really got me upset. And then, of course, on 7th Avenue, where those 12 cabs are, Just picture this, 12 spots, and you're supposed to pick up and drop off there. It's impossible. Most drivers pass by the line to drop off. There's, you know, and if a cop's in a bad mood, he'll write you a ticket because you're not supposed to be stopping there. You know, you need to sometimes accommodate people when there's no place to put cars. You know, how do you put 15,000 pickups a day by Penn Station when there's 12 spaces for in a taxi stand? And that means a lot of drivers are dropping people off there also. They drop off and pick up. So, you know, word has it, some drivers called me again. Police Officer Castro is at it again, giving summonses. Oh, you're over the line. Oh, you're more than 12 inches from the curb. You know, up, you know, you didn't drop off on the line. You know, on the taxi stand line. Shame on you. You know, somebody should really take a look at that officer's book and see how many summonses were given to yellow cabs as compared to any other type of vehicle. I think it would be an interesting experiment.
Are those really the types of tickets he's writing?
Yeah.
You know what? This may be a good project for a young college student, maybe a filmmaker, to do a documentary right at that location. Just an idea.
Do you have someone in mind?
Oh, yes, I do. I'm keeping it to myself. The wheels are turning right now. I think a lot of people would be interested in that. Listen, this is 2015. This is the time of video and blogging and vlogging and everything else. I'm sure the taxpayers would love to see that there's this kind of time being spent harassing people. If this guy's writing tickets for 12 inches off the curb, there's got to be... I could come up with a list of things that he should be doing that are more important and critical to the city.
Well, one of the things, as you've seen on some of the emails, is there's other type of enforcement that he may want to concentrate on. Besides, on a Sunday morning or Saturday morning, when guys are just waiting for fares, or someone, and the taxi stand is full, and somebody needs to drop off a passenger, I mean, come on, give me a break, man. Give me a break. He's picking up. He's dropping off. What are you supposed to do? He's not soliciting anybody verbally. He's not overcharging anybody, you know, with high rates to take them from here to there without a meter. That's one thing about yellow cabs, folks. You have a metered rate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You see it. It's in front of your face. You know what it is. You don't have to play guessing games on the corner. Anyway, let's move on to our guest. Mira Zoshi is the chairman of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. She's been there for about a year now. Before she was with the Taxi and Limousine Commission, she served as Inspector General for the New York City Department of Investigation and was responsible for investigation of alleged criminality and corruption at New York City's Departments of Correction, Probation, Juvenile Justice, and the Taxi and Limousine Commission. She served as the first Deputy Executive Director of the New York City Civilian Complaint Review Board. Certainly not a novice to city agencies, to New York City's legal system. And Mira Zoshi has served New York City residents for more than a decade altogether. And most recently, she was the Deputy Commissioner of Legal Affairs and General Counsel for the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, and she is with us tonight on the Taxi Dave Show. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, Commissioner.
Thank you very much.
Gee, the last time I saw you, actually we were sitting in the back of a wheelchair-accessible taxi, and you were standing in the back of it at first, if I remember.
Yes, But, I mean, this is a radio show, so you have listeners, not viewers. But if they've seen me, they can appreciate that me standing is not a great feat. I think I'm barely 5 foot tall.
It's a very big vehicle.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Oh, gosh. Insert foot here. there have been, at the last Taxi and Limousine Commission meeting, there were an awful lot of discussion, hearings, rules passed. And let me just give out our phone number. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. I will try to read some of your emails if you send them over to us. So let's see. What should we start with? Let's start with this. Vision Zero has been a great success. The 25 miles per hour limit has been a success. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Vision Zero, I think part of, it's really three agencies, the TLC, DOT, and NYPD that are the lead agencies in Vision Zero. And my vision for TLC's role is to get the message out that it's really a shared responsibility. And one thing that we've been focusing on is what is the passenger's role in Vision Zero, and more recently on February 5th, we helped Cab Riders United with a campaign to let passengers be aware that they have a role in this too. And that's the role of, what do you tip for? Do you tip for speed or do you tip for safety? And there's sort of an old, old movie lines like, hurry up, step on it, I'll pay you more if you go faster. And that's sort of the situation we want to get passengers away from. They really need to tip for safety. They can't put the driver in an untenable situation where they're being pressured to go fast when the driver knows very well that not only is that unsafe, it's against the law. And who suffers in that situation? The driver does. So we really want to raise awareness with passengers about the important role they play in encouraging drivers to drive more safely and how they can show that appreciation in a 25% or larger tip. And TLC drivers are professional drivers. Almost the large majority of TLC drivers are not involved in a crash in any given year. So out of all the drivers in New York City, the professional drivers are clearly the safest ones.
Hear that, folks? Contrary to what you may believe, if you listen to Jimmy Fallon and David Letterman, see, Jay Leno used to make jokes about cab drivers. Look what happened to him. Okay, so tip for safety. I absolutely love it. This morning, while I was in Manhattan on either 1010 Winds or 880, I heard a piece about 400, I guess it's a pilot project, that up to 400 drivers who have their cars with Uber may have an opportunity to come back to the yellow taxi industry with those vehicles if they're in the taxi, if they're allowed to be a taxi, in other words, not more than 2 years old and certain vehicles. How did you come up with that?
Well, we're looking at a lot of aspects of taxi regulation to determine whether the regulation is necessary anymore. We have several sectors in the for-hire industry, and some are more highly regulated than others, and some of those regulations came from years and years ago, and maybe they're not so relevant today. So one of them is the requirement that a yellow taxi be a brand new vehicle and have less than 500 miles on it. We have a very rigorous inspection process. It's an over 200-point inspection. Cars are inspected three times a year, as you painfully know, because you must bring them there to be inspected. And cars are just, quite frankly, made better now. So we're looking at whether the new car requirement is more of a burden than a benefit in the yellow taxi industry. And we're testing it out through a pilot, because that's how we test out new ideas. And it's not limited in any way. So it's a chance for people that have run yellow taxis for 2 years, and maybe they want to sell it to, an owner-driver who doesn't now have to buy a brand-new vehicle. They can buy a two-year-old taxi that's already been in service for 2 years, or they can buy any other TLC-licensed vehicle and hack it up, paint it yellow and hack it up and bring it into taxi service. What it does is it gives vehicle owners a lot more options in moving within the industry, something we think that is necessary with so many different competing forms around.
Well, we certainly appreciate the recent rules that have been helping all segments of the industry. And, it's not a secret that there's a switch in the manpower and that's affected a number of things in the industry. And to be able to make it easier for drivers who, you know, who may have made a mistake in changing segments and want to come back, this certainly makes it easier for them. So we thank you for that. Is there, I read something coming up about a hearing extending the retirement dates of all taxis?
We've actually published a rules package which talks, it proposes a rule that would extend the retirement age of all taxis. Again, that's another regulation that we're looking at to see whether it's relevant today. We have in the yellow taxi industry, you know, probably more regulations than in any other sector. When we look at our inspection process and the frequency of inspections and the quality of cars today, we find that, you know, lots of cars, maybe they can last longer and they do last longer. And should we not give yellow taxi owners and drivers the benefit of that longer life? So that's the proposal that's been published, and we'll have a hearing on it, I believe, in the beginning of March. Another part of that proposal is looking at some of our bans on drivers coming back. So we now have a 1, 2, and 3 year ban, and if what's suggested in the proposed rules is a loosening of those restrictions, so that drivers who have a good driving record after, if they get revoked and they are banned from coming back, that ban can be reduced in time based on their good driving record. Because we want to, part of Vision Zero, it's not just penalties. There's two other components which I think are even more important, and they're education and incentivizing good driving. So this is a way to, again, incentivize people that do have a good driving record. Even if they have accumulated some CD points and that's ended up in a revocation, that doesn't symbolize their driving conduct for the rest of their career, and we recognize that. So we want to give them a period of time to show a good driving record and then bring them back into taxi service.
Let's see. Speaking about bringing back the drivers and being fair to them, I received an email. This is the third time I will have to take the mandatory defensive driving class for my hack license. I have zero DMV points on my driver's license and no accidents. And this writer feels he's wasting the benefit of a defensive driving point reduction by having to take it every 18 months. Let's see. DMV point reduction available to me for the next 3 years, and he's saying there should be a waiver for career taxi drivers who enter into that renewal window with 0 points. Any comment on that? I mean, that's
I think that raises a really interesting, it's a tough one, and like most issues that we deal with, it's complex and there's no easy answer. But I think that raises a very interesting point that's worth us taking a look at. We're looking at education. I mean, that was another part of last month's meeting. We're taking a whole new look at education, which will include expanding education requirements to FHV drivers, so it's not just taxi drivers who have to take an initial education class to become licensed, as well as expanding renewal courses to FHV and taxi drivers, and understanding what should go in that renewal course and what the role of defensive driving is something that we're sort of taking another look on whether the current formulation is good. And I think that the person who wrote that email raises a valid point that's deserving of our scrutiny. I'm glad that he did raise it, because it's through that kind of feedback that we can actually develop sensible policy.
All right. Well, that was for Mike. He had sent that email in. Let's see. We have an email from Lorraine. I heard the taxi commissioner will be on your show. If you can bring up these matters, it would be great. Why does the TLC sell the medallion, and I guess in her opinion, and not protect the owners? I work on East 84th Street in Lexington, and countless times I've been asked to be picked up on the street by Uber cars, green taxis, gypsy cabs. I didn't know we still had gypsy cabs, which is not only illegal, but dangerous. Thank you, Lorraine. Do you want to respond to that?
Yes, we're still actively enforcing through seizure and summonses. So when we see TLC licensed vehicles trying to pick up a street hail, they get summoned. And when we see straight plates that are picking up a street hail, they get seized, and we're seizing hundreds of cars every month. We've added another aspect to our enforcement, which I think has a tremendous deterrent effect. We're at the airports now, inside the terminal, arresting hustlers that are trying to get passengers coming off of the planes.
Can you say that again? Commissioner?
We are in the airports working with the Port Authority, arresting hustlers in the arrival terminal that are meeting passengers coming off planes and trying to get them straight into an illegal taxi. We've so far done over 30 arrests, and I think that, you know, it's one thing to lose your car. It's a whole different ball game when you're taken into custody, and it's a tremendous deterrent when other hustlers see us out there arresting. So I think, you know, this is not something that we plan to let up on. It's a great partnership with the Port Authority, and it really nips in the bud the illegal activity that happens in the airport, at the airports.
Well, it sounds like we made a little news here, although it's been happening. I haven't heard that anywhere in a long time.
I've said it twice at commission meetings, but there's always so much going on at commission meetings that we don't always pick up on some details.
Okay. Frank, do you have anything for the commissioner?
Sure, and I mean, that was a great segue. I mean, what I just tried to do, we've been getting so many emails, and obviously, Commissioner, you feel the frustration from drivers about, you know, illegal pickups, and there's definitely a voice of some frustration, and I know you're aware of that, and I know we all know that there's a lot on your plate on any given day, but I tried to try to kind of accumulate a couple of questions from, you know, we got emails from Mr. Graves and Williams, dozens of emails kind of relating to just frustration and what has been, and it's funny how everybody seems to kind of be looking at holidays, but I'm going to kind of look at New Year's Eve, and New Year's Eve tends to be a pretty successful evening for a lot of drivers, and you know, drivers were wondering, you know, they saw, you know, violations pretty happening, you know, in the open. Obviously, it's a busy time, and they're looking for statistics or some type of strategy to just try to make them feel a little bit better. I mean, obviously, we know you got a lot going on, but you know, what is the strategy going forward? Any stats like those 30 arrests? That's pretty big news. That's a pretty big boost in the arm to folks hearing that, hey, you know what, this is something that's tangible, and, you know, you're out there working hard, and you're putting assets in the right place. But any other numbers or anything or any kind of strategy maybe could kind of tip going forward as to what's being done?
Well, those hundreds a month that the commissioner just mentioned, you know, that's something that people don't hear about, read about. You know, we've read about some negative articles about the impoundment of cars with some inter-office stuff going on. But that aside, if they're, you know, giving summonses and impounding hundreds of cars a month, I think that's a great start. We just have to make it bigger and better.
And we, you know, I think you're right. We did have some articles about the seizures, you know, seizures that people felt were improper. And that required, one of the first things I did when I came in was retraining our officers on, you know, the boundaries of seizures, because it's not an easy thing to do a car stop, and it's an even harder thing to do a car seizure. They're volatile in street enforcement situations. But we are out every day. We've expanded our enforcement squads. We have over 212 officers now. Last time I was on, I talked about a class that was in training. That class is now on board, and I have another class in training. And we're further expanding so that there'll be another class after that, and we're actively recruiting for more inspectors. So with all of that new staff, and I announced at our last commission meeting, we have a new assistant commissioner who will be coming on at the end of February, whose focus will be solely on enforcement, on street enforcement. So I think he will bring, you know, over 20 years of decorated NYPD experience, as well as experience that he's gained at the Business Integrity Commission. He'll bring that to bear on all of our efforts to up enforcement, especially against straight plates, in the coming months. But that's enforcement against straight plates is never something that we, you know, is not sort of a high priority. So on the holidays, we have overtime squads, and we did seizures, you know, on New Year's Day and on New Year's Eve, and we continue to try to focus on what we think will be the high frequency dates in the year and prioritize our enforcement in places like Manhattan where we think it'll be the most prevalent.
You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're here with the chairwoman of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, Mira Zoshi. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Let me just change gears for a second. You know, you've answered a lot of the questions. Some people on the phone were curious about that. Somehow, some way, there are enforcement questions that were out there, and you've really answered it. More recruits, 212 out there now, 100 hundreds of cars every month being impounded, 30 arrests at the airports from hustlers. So, you know, we have to chip away at it. But let's just talk about the future. Google recently came out with a unique vehicle, business plan for the future. What's your take on that? And you can explain to our listeners what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's the driverless car, and I think the idea is that there would ultimately be the driverless taxi. And it sounds great for, you know, a sci-fi show or the movies or a tech lab. But I truly believe it's completely unrealistic for taxi cab service, especially in New York. The relationship between the passenger and the driver simply can't be replaced. And I think the passenger doesn't actually want it to be replaced. It's that connection with the driver that makes the taxi cab experience part of the hallmark of for hire experience. You can't forget the passengers are human, so you can't mechanize that part of it by, you know, having a driverless car. I was talking about it at home, and I think my daughter kind of posed the question, and I think she's right. She's like, why would anyone want that? Who would you have to talk to? And it's true. We downplay it, but it's true. It's like, why? We get a lot out of the experience of talking to our driver, getting, you know, whether it's exchanging on what route to take or getting, you know, an update on the weather or what's going on in the city, and especially for tourists. That's where they get their information. So it's nice to talk about as an idea. It's nice for people to sort of, you know, develop it in a laboratory, and maybe in some, you know, in some sense there will be a driverless car. Could it ever be a driverless taxi? I highly doubt it, and I truly don't see that in our future.
You know, and communicating with the driver. Now I understand, Frank, why you talk to the driver whenever we're in taxis together, so you don't have to speak to me.
That may be the other reason why you'll never have to.
I can neither confirm nor deny the accuracy of that.
Commissioner, where do you see the future of this industry? What it'll look like 5 years from now?
You know, one thing for sure, that there will still be a strong, strong hail market. The yellow taxi industry has withstood all kinds of ups and downs, and New York City clearly loves its yellow taxis. Manhattan loves its yellow taxis, and that basic paradigm will never change. What I think you will see is that there will be, we're already sort of the gold standard of service in the for hire industry all across the nation. I see that getting higher and higher, especially with the interplay with technology. We passed a rule package, I believe it was last month, a few weeks ago, that we're licensing e-hail apps. So that'll provide the formal structure for apps to come into the yellow taxis and then to be used as hails. We've already run a pilot. People are very excited about the license. We've got a lot of people that are already part of our pilot, and more people that want to come in and do the license. And then that will give passengers sort of the best of both worlds. They'll get the metered fare, they'll get the yellow taxi, which can't refuse them for any reason, and they'll be able to hail with their smartphone. And that's the kind of, you know, bringing up the service level that I think you're going to see across the industry. And, of course, we'll have a more accessible for-hire industry. We know that we've set out the paradigms in the green and the yellow. It's 50% and almost 50%. But we recently did an accessibility enforcement initiative, and that exposed that there is a dearth of accessible transportation options in the FHV world. So that will have to be addressed in the coming years. And I think in 5 years from now, you'll see a different makeup of cars in the FHV sector because there will be much more accessible cars.
Wow, that's all good stuff for us, like for the yellow segment of the industry and every segment of the industry. You know, I agree with you. New York City is a hailing town. People like to put up their hands. You see it all the time. Yes, there are some people using apps. Yes, there are some people who call their local car services. I mean, it's New York City. You know, we have millions of people. That's exactly right. People do like a choice, and we like a level playing field, and I thank you for everything you're doing to make that playing field a level with everything you've spoken about this evening. You've been listening to the chairwoman of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, Mira Zoshi. This is the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls. In the meantime, I want to thank you for coming on the Taxi Dave Show, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Noah, can I hear some music? Thank you.
Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Dave is back. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. So what do you think, Frank?
A lot of insight, as always. That was really good.
Okay, a lot of people have been on the phone. I guess they wanted to speak with the chairwoman. Unfortunately, one of the advantages I have as the host is I get to ask my questions first. So, Charbel, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Were your questions or answered?
It hasn't answered yet because we don't see any enforcement on the streets. But my idea is about Bloomberg. He bought the third term to finish his dirty business, to kill the taxi industry, as he told Gene Friedman. But now it's good time for the U.S. General Attorney to investigate Bloomberg and Yaski because they destroyed this industry. The reason he ran for third term to give license and permits for Uber and create his own company, Lyft.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you didn't say anything bad about this administration.
No. I do like Mr. de Blasio, and I do like Ms. Mira Joshi.
Well, you can hear by the answers to my questions that there's a lot going on, and she feels your pain.
She's doing a fantastic job, and Mr. de Blasio is doing fantastic job because he inherited big damage from Bloomberg.
All right. Thanks for staying on the line so long.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Taxi Dave Show. Tom, you're next.
Yes. How are we doing, Dave?
We're doing pretty good now.
Well, let me tell you, the commissioner, she was terrific. The first time I ever heard a commissioner in the TLC show some sensitivity to the industry. That's very important. She seems like she has a little compassion for the owners and the drivers and all the other issues that we're going through. But one thing in particular that bothers me most is why don't we have the same system as Uber does? We should be into that already. We knew this was coming, and we're sort of Johnny-come-lately again on this issue.
We may be Johnny-come-lately, but you did hear us say that they just passed rules for a yellow taxi app, and we'll be able to compete at the same level, hopefully, sometime in the near future.
Another thing I'd like to say is, this, you know, the city has a lot of responsibility here to the taxi industry. You got to realize, back a few years ago, we had 11,700 medallion taxi cabs, and the city government decided that they wanted to do some refinancing, and they needed money to pay their bills, and they figured the taxi industry would be the ideal place to get it from. And they turned around and sold 2,000 medallions for an area of about $1,300,000. And now these poor fellows are out there trying to make the bills. I mean, they have an obligation here. You sell a franchise to people and you don't live by it, you know. There's something the matter someplace.
Tom, I got to thank you for holding on the line and for listening and calling into the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it, man.
Take care. We'll speak
to you soon. Raymond sends in an email. Please ask the taxi commissioner for a blanket change for taxi stands into relief stands. We need to take a break. Raymond, you got the wrong commissioner. That's D-O-T, Polly Trottenberg. That's who it is. And last time she was on, she wouldn't come on without Commissioner Mirazoshi. So we'll try to get Polly back on for you so we can ask her that question in front of you. How's that doing? Who's next, Noah? Oh, fasten your seat. Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on a second. Do we have Pam from Trenton? Let's put Pam on the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good evening, Taxi Dave. I love your program. It's excellent. You're right to the point. You have wonderful guests. Very, very interesting.
Tell me why you're calling.
Yeah, I came across an article I'm from New Jersey, in the business section of the Record, and the title is Limo Taxi Companies Demand Uber, Lyft Conform to New Jersey Rules. And also, 200 taxi cabs will be expected at Trenton Transportation Rally. So there's a bill that, you know, that is going to be argued against or for. They're trying to regulate the Uber industry, and they're trying to put regulations on these Uber cars, which are kind of like hybrid cars. They're used for commercial, and they're also used for private passenger cars. In a sense,
Do you use Uber?
No, I don't.
Okay, let me tell you something. I'm glad you mentioned that article because, you know, the yellow taxi industry is like probably the most overrated taxi industry in the world. In New Jersey, if you want to join Uber, and I've gotten reports from New York drivers, in private cars in New Jersey, they're using their Uber app to pick people up. They don't even have the right insurance for it. No experience. You don't know anything about the person. Oh, but he's an Uber driver. New Jersey has no rules and regulations. So I would imagine that rally or protest is in favor of the rules.
Yes. I really hope it is in favor of the rules because the taxi cabs will be there, 200 taxi cabs. And they want equality and they want fairness. And it seems like these Ubers are unlicensed cabbies. They really are. They have lighter regulations. They're ordinary cars. You know, I don't understand how this can be a business. Anybody can drive. There's no meter. They charge what
they get away with. What they can get away with.
Want. They get away with it. Their employees are not independent contractors. Their employees.
I once asked a crook a question. Why did you do it? He said, because I could.
Because I could.
That's right.
And
listen,
some of these drivers for Uber are not even fingerprinted. They're not insured or licensed, you know, and it's just very unfair. And
Christie spent more time in New Jersey instead of in Iowa, maybe something would be done about it. Listen, thank you for listening to the Taxi Dave Show and for calling in from Trenton. Appreciate it. Clem, you're next on Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, Dave. I was hoping you would ask the taxi commissioner if the suspension has been lifted. She said last year that she would suspend fining drivers $300 the first time within 18 months for going through a red light. You know, the driver accommodated an emergency vehicle, then he gets the ticket for going through the red light. And down at the traffic court, they tell the driver that he has to go to the fire department to find out 5 weeks ago if they had an emergency vehicle, if they had a vehicle going through that particular intersection. Then they get a letter from the TLC. They get fined $300 at the hearing, the first time within 18 months, the second time within 18 months, a second emergency vehicle. It's $600. That's robbery. And this is a lousy.
So they're getting fined for getting out of the way of an emergency vehicle, getting a summons, getting fined, and getting points, right?
Yes. Now, she said in the latter part of 2014 that she would suspend fining the driver. She said that she only fined him $300 to $600 for safety. Now, we don't know the story on this, and it bothers me. It bothers me to think that someone is legally allowed to mug someone and get away with it. As I told you, the FBI is investigating the TLC, and I told one of the drivers, I said, you tell the FBI 12 months is too long to wait. You guys,
well, I did not know that. I mean, I know that you said that, but I did not know that.
Under the 1978 Ethics in Government Act, enforceable by the FBI and the Justice Department, you remember that sting operation the FBI had along with the New York State Investigation Commission back in the 80s, which resulted in the arrest of 12 taxi and limousine inspectors.
They
showed them on the front page of the paper in handcuffs and leg irons. I heard some of them got 3 years, and then there was the crooked taxi commissioner you had there. He got 3 years, I heard.
Man, you're living in the past. We're talking about the future here, but I know that modern technology, like those red light cameras, you know, is the future. And, you know, if a camera spots you going through a red light and the reason is you were avoiding an emergency vehicle or the siren was behind you, there have been times where I'm at the red light and I hear the siren and I honk my horn and I look both ways and I'll go through to make room for the emergency vehicle. And if you're being penalized for that, I think it definitely has to be looked at as well. So thank you again, Clem, for bringing it to our attention and listening to the Taxi Dave Show. I was going to take a hard break, but there's someone here who was pulled over in Valhalla. Frank?
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us your story.
Hi, Dave. Yes, right. I was taking a passenger from JFK to Valhalla, New York, Mount Pleasant Township. And on the highway, I was pulled over maybe 10 miles from my destination by a very pleasant state trooper. And he gave me a ticket for insufficient taillight.
And it was a printout. Insufficient taillight? What the hell is that?
Yeah. Well, that is one of my taillights that was out. But it was, you know how lights go on and they go off, David? The old days, you could knock a headlight and go back on.
Right.
Then the officer might not give you the ticket. But this taillight was going on and off and really was on when I tried to test it at the end of my destination, but it was off later on when I had a police officer in my taxi as a passenger test the light at the end of the ride and tell me, yes, it's out.
Do you have a Ford Crown Vic by any chance?
I did for 5 years. Now I'm on very happily on a Highlander. Driving many more miles.
Because I knew there was a problem once with the sockets, the rear taillights of the Ford Crown Vicks. Maybe we found something here with the Highlander. Who knows?
Well, when I first bought it, they were going out a little more quickly, but this one stayed on for over 6 months. Maybe I shouldn't wait so long. Maybe I should just change them. But the police officers at the 70th Precinct in Brooklyn told me that I had to go back to Valhalla to have the taillight checked out. But
oh,
that's not true. That's not true.
Well, I took your prison, call because I thought you were calling about that train wreck.
No.
All right, Frank, listen, thank you for listening and to calling into the Taxi Dave Show. Really appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. So stay tuned. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And I'm Taxi Dave, and Frank is Frank.
Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show, Sunday nights from 8 to 9 on WOR 710. I'm here with Frank Venezia. We got a lot of callers, Frank.
A lot of people calling in on a Sunday evening.
Yeah, and you know, in case you didn't know, folks, we were live for the Super Bowl last week, and there's a lot of people who either don't like football or don't have TV sets.
more than you realize.
Yeah, really. Let's see. Do we have Mike on the phone?
Yes.
Mike, Dave. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Dave and Frank, listen, my compliments to the chefs over there. You have a great show. The commissioner was very encouraging because she answered my question, thank you, via email about, if I may just belabor the point for a second, you got a lot of guys out there who have to take a mandatory defensive driving course with 0 points on their license, but what that means, to renew their taxi license, that means you can't take defensive driving in the future, God forbid you get a ticket, to get point reduction at that time. So in essence, you're burning your ability for point reduction. So I almost fell off the chair when I heard she was actively going to take a look at that. So that was really, really good news, and I'm glad to hear that on your show.
Well, if you're glad, we're glad. See what happens when you communicate with Taxi Dave and listen to the show? You know, it's so funny because drivers out there, there are still drivers that don't have computers.
Right.
We do have a newspaper that's out there. In fact, it was just started being distributed today, a monthly. But there's not enough, you know, there's 50,000 drivers, and there's like 20% of the amount of papers for the drivers. So we have a radio show, and it's live, and people can call in and ask questions. You know, if we don't know the answer, we'll find out the answer. Or maybe Frank and I will make something up. But
we'll pull a Brian Williams.
I just want to say, great show. I was very encouraged to hear her actually say, we're going to take a look at that, because I know a lot of cab drivers are in the jackpot, where all of a sudden it's like, see, me, I'd be the guy to get the ticket as soon as I took that defensive driving course, burn my defensive driving, then I'd walk out the front door and get a 3-point ticket and not be able to get that ticket reduced because I took defensive driving with 0 points on my license.
I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
totally.
So, my compliments to the chef, and you touched on the Valhalla thing with the train wreck. I'd be very curious in the future to see if somebody involved should have maybe taken the Taxi Dave no texting pledge. You dig what I'm saying?
Oh.
In my opinion, from the legalese standpoint, I would not be shocked if texting played a role somehow, some way in that disaster. Because it's prevalent. It's like the new crack pipe, these little phones with the texting. It's unbelievable. So I'm hoping that's not the case, but if it is the case, I, for one, would not be shocked, in my opinion.
Okay.
So that's my opinion. Am I still on the air?
Yeah, you're still on the air.
You're talking to yourself, Mike.
I'm talking to myself. I love me some me. Okay, but anyway, great show.
Mike.
I'll see you guys later on, and keep up the great work.
Mike, let me ask you something. What's the cheapest gas you find in around town?
Well, there's an all-you-can-eat Mexican buffet downtown. That's probably it.
Well done, Mike. Well done.
I'll see you later. But I would say there are some funky little places, but I don't ever buy cheap gas. I like paying a little more for quality stuff. But you can get some cheap gas in the middle of like on 350 Million Street uptown. You know what I mean?
Okay, 350 Million Street. I got it.
Yeah, but like I said, I'll keep an eye for that in the course of the next week.
Hey, Mike, I'm surprised you didn't mention that website you usually mention.
What website?
NYCTaxiNews.com.
What was that again?
NYCTaxiNews.com.
Well, I guess I should mention NYCTaxiNews.com. Thank you very much for that. And I'll think of something else to say between now and next week.
Okay, Mike, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. In New Jersey, hey, Frank, you want to tell us what regular is in New Jersey?
Regular just went up 10 cents. I saw it today for $2.07.
That's New Jersey, $2.07. I know it was $1.99 for a while, but it's
oh, yeah.
Up.
Yeah, no, I paid $1.95, believe it or not. I practically had a tear in my eye when I filled up.
Okay. Amos, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, shut off your radio.
That's okay. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic now that I'm speaking to you, Amos.
All right, it's a great show, and I've been driving about 16 years, but this commissioner seems like she's the best taxi limousine commissioner maybe you may be having for this industry. But my question is the owner my drive. We are the independent drivers. When you bought your medallion, you drive like an independent medallion. Why did TSC have to force us to drive a certain hours a day, even like 9 hours? So even if you don't want to drive 9 hours a day, you have to force them to drive 9 hours a day. We have a 5 minutes to pick it up.
Okay, let me tell our listeners what this is all about. This was a Bloomberg plot, if you will. For those of you who don't know, if you bought a taxi medallion after January 9th, 1990, you have to drive it yourself. That's it.
Yes.
If you wanted to start a new job, you couldn't put another driver on instead of yourself. If you wanted to retire and keep the medallion, you couldn't do it because it was an owner-must-drive medallion. And the Bloomberg administration figured for $5,000, they'll let you put one driver on other than yourself, but he must drive 180 9-hour shifts every year. If the driver, as my friend Erhan says, drove 8 hours and 55 minutes that day, he would not get credit for a shift. So, if you don't drive 180 shifts, you get fined. $1,000 if you drive 170 shifts, up to $10,000 if you drive 120 shifts. So drivers, owners were paying $5,000 for the right to have a long-term driver besides themselves, and then they were getting fined $8,000-$9,000. It was ridiculous.
Yes.
The TLC just voted on new rules to change the whole ballgame. First of all, instead of a $5,000 fee, it's gone down 80% to $1,000. Secondly, instead of 180 9-hour shifts, and listen, everybody, you will have a cumulative number of hours of 900 hours per year. So if you do work 8 hours and 55 minutes that day, you will get credit for 8 hours and 55 minutes. So it comes out a lot less than 180 shifts for 9 hours. So you're right, this chairwoman, this administration is trying to reverse some of the evils that were done prior.
But even that's still not enough because we are the independent driver. They can't.
So what tell me what you think should be done right now, Amos.
It should be zero. We should be an independent driver any hours. If I fit to come to work 5 hours and taking care of my family, that's me. That's the reason why I bought a medallion. If I want to go to work the garage, I should go to the garage. And this business, the individual owner,
to be independent. They should not force it. Even now, we go outside like at 12 midnight. There's no business. If you work in a night shift for yourself and you give it to the guy for the morning shift, you go on after 12 midnight. There's no business. The Hoover and all.
Hello? Am I? Okay, we lost him. That wasn't on purpose, folks. Amos, thanks for listening and calling into the Taxi Dave Show. Paul, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, guys.
You're breaking up. If
hey, whatchamacallit? Paul from Queens. I'm sorry, guys. I just went down to Newark before MacArthur Highway and Market Street.
Right near Newark Airport.
$1.75? $1.75 at the Hess.
Holy
regular
God.
Unleaded. It's unbelievable, guys. I don't know how long it's going to last for us, but it's fun while it lasts. It makes me feel like the 90s all over again, the 80s. I could go to a club and listen to 80s music.
Thanks
so
a lot for
take care.
Calling the Taxi Dave Show. Listen, I want to thank all our callers and thank our guest, Commissioner Mirazoshi. Don't forget, this week is the All-Star Game. There's all kinds of stuff going on in Manhattan. Friday night, Broadway and Fifth Avenue is going to be closed. Kanye West is putting on a free concert. Madison Square Garden, 7 p.m. Friday, 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning, and at the Barclays, 9 p.m. Friday is an All-Star Game, All-Star Rising Stars game, and then the All-Star Game Saturday night. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And Frank Venezia, thank you once again for participating. And I gotta go now. Hey, taxi, will you take me through the snow and get me home?
This is a podcast from Newstalk Radio 710 WOR.